Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, everybody. We have a breaking news story. The Trump administration seems to have leaked to Fox News first that Tulsi Gabbard is resigning from her position as the Director of National Intelligence. Now, she is citing her husband's sickness, but we've known for months and months that Donald Trump has been considering replacing Tulsi Gabbard. This article from roughly 1 month ago is about how Trump was polling advisors is about replacing Tulsi Gabbard as intelligence chief. There were other reports that Tulsi Gabbard had until the midterms to get her shit together or she was going to be gone, and it seems like this is a convenient way of Tulsi Gabbard resigning amidst the Iran war, amidst multiple international crises that Donald Trump has sparked, and it's honestly just making us less stable, especially considering the fact that 2 months ago, almost exactly, Tulsi Gabbard's number two resigned. Joe Kent, the top U.S. counterterrorism official, resigned over the Iran war, urging Trump to reverse course. Maybe Trump should have listened to Joe Kent about 16 days into the war, but here we are on day 80 or so. Like, we are deep into this war with no end in sight, and more people are resigning. Donald Trump's administration is collapsing at the seams after a lot of his weakest links were gone, honestly. Like, Pam Bondi, I'm no fan of her. She's gone. We have Kristi Noem, who is out. Joe Kent, who at least told the truth in his statement and said Trump has been persuaded into this war by Israel and is taking us down a dark path. And Tulsi Gabbard is now gone as well. Let's listen to the Fox News breaking report of this. I found it very, very interesting that Fox News got to break this. Therefore, they got to set the narrative and set the tone on what the headlines look like and on what this all plays out as. I'm totally not denying that Tulsi Gabbard's husband is sick. It seems like he very much so is, and I hope that he gets better. But I think this was kind of a few things at once. Her kind of hitting a breaking point with the stress of it all and using this as an opportunity to step down. Let's listen to Fox News reporting. As always, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe below, and we'll update you on the Iran war and Trump's collapsing administration on the other side of this clip.
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Siegel. On to this breaking news now. Fox News has just learned Tulsi Gabbard is resigning from her post as Director of National Intelligence. All right, let's get right to David Spont. He's got the news for us. David?
Well, Sandra, we are told that Tulsi Gabbard is resigning effective June 30th because of her husband's recent diagnosis of an aggressive form of bone cancer. Our thoughts, of course, are with Ms. Gabbard and her family, Director Gabbard and her husband, Abraham. She said that Abraham has been her rock since they've been married, and she submitted her resignation letter to the president and two members of the senior staff, announcing that her last day would be June 30th because of this diagnosis of her husband's bone cancer. Unfortunately, this is something that Gabbard says that she cannot continue to manage doing two jobs in at that time. So she will continue serving in the role of the Director of National Intelligence, overseeing the CIA, National Security Council, other agencies, but will leave June 30th because of this tragic news of her husband's bone cancer diagnosis. Sandra and John, as she helps him fight that over the coming months.
And really quickly, if you've been thinking about starting a business or building something of your own, 2026 is the year to execute. It oftentimes can be overwhelming because you have to take care of the branding, the marketing, the analytics, the content, the customer outreach. But that is why it's nice to have a platform like Shopify that can consolidate all of that and help you push it in an easy manner. Shopify powers millions of businesses around the world, everything from small mom-and-pop shops to household names. They handle 10% of all e-commerce in the United States, and they have a lot of built-in AI tools that help you with your workflow, your product descriptions, your product photography, and everything else. They make it very easy to reach customers, and it's simple. So start your business today with the industry's best business partner, Shopify. Go to shopify.com/Mockler or click the top link in the description below in order to get a $1 per month trial. Again, $1 per month trial if you click the top link below or go to shopify.com/Mockler. Thank you all. Thank you to Shopify, and back to the video. All right, I'm going to say it. There is more to this, and we have a pretty good idea as to what's happening behind the scenes regarding the numbers, the intelligence, the missile stockpiles, and this Iran war. First of all, I do hope that Tulsi Gabbard's husband recovers. Genuinely, it's hard for anybody to go through this, but it's very important that I point your attention to this article from 4 weeks ago that is titled, "Trump Presses Gabbard to Resign Before Midterms Amid Cabinet Turmoil." The timeline lines up so perfectly. It's an excuse for Tulsi Gabbard to resign after Trump was pressuring her for weeks and weeks and weeks, and after Tulsi Gabbard's own deputy director of counterterrorism, Joe Kent, resigned. Tulsi Gabbard's number two, who took care of counterterrorism, resigned 16 days into the Iran war. Now we don't have a DNI. This says President Donald Trump, 4 weeks ago, was reportedly pressuring Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard to step down sometime before the midterm elections, despite public assurances of support from the White House. They were lying. The move follows a series of recent female cabinet departures and comes amid internal tensions over Gabbard's stance on Iran and her handling of a deputy's resignation. The situation highlights mounting instability in Trump's second-term cabinet, which he had initially staffed with loyalists to reduce turnover, but now the loyalists are coming out and saying, get out of this war. Again, on March 17th, Joe Kent said, get out of this war. And he's so incredibly vindicated at this point, because what we've done effectively is deplete about a half of our missile stockpiles, precision missiles, and interceptors. The reports from the CSIS are that we have depleted about a half. That is very, very bad, especially at a time when China is eyeing Taiwan, especially at a time when Russia is posturing on the global stage, and especially when we haven't even won with Iran. Iran is currently holding the global economy hostage, holding the American people hostage with a metaphorical gas nozzle to our head, saying that at any moment they could escalate in the region and send gas prices up to $10. That's why Trump truly can't make any progress, because Iran doesn't have all of the cards, but they do have cards, they do have leverage, and a CIA report says they can withstand this for 4 to 5 more months. So the question we then ask is, can the United States economy, can the global economy last longer than the Iranian economy? And right now, it doesn't seem like we can. If this happens for 4 more months, gas prices throughout the summer will continue to skyrocket while the Iranian regime isn't held accountable by their citizens. They're a regime. There aren't any elections there at all. So we are basically in an asymmetric situation, and Joe Kent called it. Listen, Joe Kent is a right-wing conspiracy theorist who we shouldn't trust on most things, but he was in a high up position and he resigned. Tulsi Gabbard, in a high up position, has now resigned. Tulsi Gabbard, just 4 minutes ago, said this, "Today, with great humility and sincere appreciation, I shared the below letter with Donald Trump. It has been a profound honor to serve the American people as a director of national intelligence." Now, of course, the situation Tulsi Gabbard is going through is very sad, but we have to contextualize this with what's been going on over the past year or so. Even over the past months, Trump has been turning over his cabinet due to his unpopularity and due to the Epstein files and Pam Bondi's case, the Iran war in this case. So it's important to keep that context in mind. "Mr. President, I am deeply grateful for the trust you placed in me and the opportunity to lead the Office of the Director of National Intelligence for the last year and a half. Unfortunately, I must submit my resignation effective on June 30th. My husband, Abraham, has recently been diagnosed with an extremely rare form of bone cancer. He faces major challenges in the coming weeks and months. At this time, I must step away from public service to be by his side and fully support him through this battle. I genuinely hope he gets better. Abraham has been my rock throughout our 11 years." She then goes on to talk about her operations, her deployment. She says, "While we have made significant progress, I recognize there is still important work to be done." Tulsi Gabbard is officially going to be gone in about a month and a week. So the second half of Trump's term will look much, much different. I think we should be focusing on some other people to remove from this administration. I think that Kash Patel is putting us in a lot of danger. I think people like Pete Hegseth are actively putting us in a lot of danger. I do not think Stephen Miller has the best interest of working Americans at mind, and I genuinely think that J.D. Vance is a psyop from Peter Thiel over the past decade. The only person in this administration that, like, I guess, isn't a complete lunatic would be Susie Wiles, but she stepped away for a bit due to her breast cancer diagnosis. So right now, the clowns are running the White House entirely, and I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. You can check out Shopify below, and peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.